Right now, we kick it off by welcoming Lincoln County Commissioner Chris Bruns, who serves as the chairperson of the Lincoln County Commissioners, joining us here on Mugs in the Morning. Chris, good to see you back in the studio, and welcome.
Well, good morning, Tristan. Thanks for having me in.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, for those that haven't had the chance to meet you before, tell us about your background, please, and your experience on the County Commissioners thus far.
Yeah, sure. So, born and raised here in Lincoln County, graduated from North Platte High in 2003, went into the Marine Corps, served about a decade in the Marine Corps. Got into the financial services and insurance space after I graduated from Creighton after getting out of the Marine Corps. And an opportunity arose for my wife and me to move our kids back home, and we jumped on it and moved back home in 2018. And it wasn't long before we realized that there were some issues going on locally that I thought that I would be able to help provide some solutions for. So ran for the county board, was elected, and now I'm serving as the chairman. I was blessed to be elected by my peers this year to serve as the chairman. So,
and I think that you brought up before, Chris, that when you and Ashley, your high school sweetheart, had returned, your beautiful bride, you realized there were some things different in your hometown upon your return to Lincoln County.
Yes. Yeah, so I don't know if it was naivety growing up or just not being aware of the situation, but when we got back, having lived on both coasts and been around the world and Lincoln and Omaha for a little bit, you quickly become aware of kind of a stagnated economy. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the chief issue that we recognized once we moved back is just kind of a lack of opportunity. And so that was one of the main things that I felt that I could help address. And I've been involved in a lot of different projects that are getting underway. And yesterday was a great example. Sustainable Beef was at the CRA, and they got approved.
A meeting that you attended personally at City
Yep,
Hall.
Absolutely. So I've been, I've attended virtually every meeting that they've had, public meeting, because it's absolutely a project that we need to support as a community. It's transformative for this area, for the very much so benefit of our community. So,
and not only have you attended at the public hearings, you've spoken as well as a fellow elected official, or spoken to fellow elected officials on the council side, but also you've been at the Planning Commission meetings, the CRA meetings as well, speaking as an elected official.
Yes, absolutely. I've gone down to the legislature to testify in support of legislation that's mm-hmm. out there right now to help mm-hmm. seek additional funding for this project.
Yeah, down to the legislature too, yeah. So
as one of the old guys around town, I just want to thanks for coming back. And, when I was younger, I came back to my hometown to see this and had a fresh perspective and thought maybe I could make some changes and tried to do that. And it's heartening to see you and some other people coming back and trying to build this community and refresh it and restore and pump a little more life into it.
Well, so, that's the goal. I mean, we got to create opportunity where our kids do want to come back and raise their families here. And we need to do that not only in the North Platte area and all of our villages in Lincoln County, but I think that's an issue for rural Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. So, well, and you've not just come back home along with your family, Chris. You've become extremely involved in a number of aspects. Obviously, on the county commission, we ask our five county commissioners to do a lot of work. Tell us about what boards you serve on as the commissioner liaison throughout the county.
Yeah, so, and I think that some of these collateral committees and boards that we serve on, that's really where a lot of the work gets done. I don't know that the public truly understands how busy county commissioners are.
Yeah. one of the busiest committees in the state by far.
Absolutely. So I serve on the North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation Board of Directors. I serve on the North Platte Area Economic Development Committee. I'm a liaison to the UNL County Extension for Lincoln, Logan, and McPherson counties. I serve on the West Central District Health Department's Board of Health. I'm a liaison to the Ag Society for the fairgrounds. And then I serve on numerous other committees for the county as far as like our personnel committee and things like that.
And internal business committees.
Exactly.
I describe them.
And probably even more so now as the chair of the county commissioners, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And it's not just you that serves on these committees, too. Your four fellow county commissioners are serving in a variety of different capacities on other boards that you didn't mention.
Correct. So all the county commissioners have about five or six additional committees or boards that they serve on. So it's very busy.
Absolutely. Commissioner Bruns will be joining us every Tuesday morning, and if he's not able to make it, he'll have one of his fellow county commissioners joining us to recap the Monday morning Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. And yesterday's agenda was somewhat light, a lot of routine business on there, it appeared, Chris.
Yes, so yesterday we hashed out a lot of the business for the county that comes up before us every single week, from paying claims to dealing with tax corrections, whether they be, people needing additional refund because they paid too much in, or us needing to collect more because their circumstances have changed. Mm-hmm. And so we had a lot of that. And then we had a few other agenda items that were before us. Relatively light agenda yesterday. I am pleased that our Veteran Services Committee, we finally filled that out. That's a very important committee for the county, making sure that our veterans are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some changes coming to that office. Our mm-hmm. veteran service officer, Paul Cooper, is going to be retiring this year. So we're going to be in the search for somebody else to come in and fill those shoes. So pleased to see that. And then we had a concerned citizen from the Hershey area come in as well to discuss some of the things as far as drainage in the village of Hershey and how the county could help assist in that. In that manner, so.
Yeah, that was interesting. I thought, well, both those issues were interesting. So there's five members on the Veteran Service Committee.
Yep.
And now they've got all the slots filled.
Yes.
So that's kind of a big step forward. And then I think the next thing would be, the way I understand it, the next thing will be to replace the officer in charge, which is Paul Cooper. But that Hershey drainage has been a problem up there for quite some time.
It has been. And there's a lot of different entities, political subdivisions that are working that from the drainage district to, the village of Hershey. The state is taking a look at things, mm-hmm. and now the county, we're doing what we need to on county ground. So
there's a section of ditch, and you guys are looking at cleaning it out, right?
Correct.
To help. Yeah. Enhance the flow of water through that across that property.
Cleaning out some vegetation, exactly, and taking a look. We're going to probably shoot a line, see what the slope is of the ditch, and make sure that it's operating in a functional manner.
Like it should.
Exactly.
Yep.
When does Mr. Cooper's retirement become official, Commissioner Bruns?
So we don't have a specific date on that.
Okay.
I'm not trying to push him out the door,
sure.
So to speak. That will absolutely be on his timeline, but probably late spring.
Okay.
Is what we're looking at.
And in terms of county department heads as well, I believe there was conversation several agendas ago about the job description for the county road superintendent. Is that position still open?
So the position is open. We've received actually the application, our first round of applications, and hopefully our last round of applications. That deadline was last Friday.
Okay.
And we have a handful of highly qualified individuals that have applied for that. And so I'll be going through with Commissioner Jerry Woodruff and doing our initial interviews here relatively quickly. And we'll probably winnow it down to a few and bring them in front of the board for the entire board to have a discussion with those candidates.
Okay. Where are those applicants from? Are they all local, or are they a fairly wide area?
We have some local. We have one that's actually from Colorado. They have strong roots here. They have family that serves in the county here locally.
Uh-huh.
And he's looking to get back to this area. So
I can understand why after visiting Colorado recently.
It might be a fresh approach.
Nebraska, we have the good life.
Absolutely. So. Amen. That's something the three of us recognize. So. So, Commissioner Bruns, anything else you'd like to bring up this morning in terms of county news?
No, I'm looking forward to doing this on a regular basis. I think that transparency and accessibility are very important. That's one thing that we are going to be having here relatively quickly at the county level for our county commissioner meetings. We're getting the live stream technology. We just got that in. We're doing a refresh for the room to make sure that everything is going to operate functionally.
And yeah, it looked like new paint in there yesterday.
Yeah, we threw a fresh coat of paint up.
Yeah, looks good.
And this is something that's been in the works for quite a while, too. And the live stream will be similar to what the city council has here in the city of North Platte. And I think this is great, too, because it's especially difficult to attend the county commissioners' meetings. I mean, it's 9 o'clock on a Monday, so a lot of individuals aren't able to break free from work. And this will give them an opportunity to watch it work, or even go back and watch sometime that evening or later on the week.
I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Our meetings are, you know, every Monday. They're typically during working hours, and they go for several hours. Mm-hmm. And this gives the opportunity for people to either tune in right then and there and watch it live, or to watch it at their leisure later on in the day or throughout the week. So very, very excited about that. It's something I've been working on for many, many months.
Yeah, as a guy in the media, I'm excited about that, too. And I think that'll, you know, city council's been doing that for quite some time now, and it's good to see the county doing it, too. And always have a problem. Sometimes we try to recover them as reporters, but sometimes can't always hear what's going on in the room. So, and that room's gotten a little more crowded over the years with the growth of five commissioners. So it's great to have some a little better audio in the room.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Commissioner Bruns, if anybody in the county wants to get in contact with you or any of the other county commissioners, how can they do so?
So our email addresses are on the county website. That's probably the best way to reach out to the county commissioners if it deals with county business. I'm a firm believer in transparency and accessibility and accountability. So my cell phone number is 308-660-6049.
And you can also on the county website find out who your Lincoln County Commissioner is just by finding out where your address is and looking to see which individual represents that respected area too, I believe.
Correct, yes. So our GIS system, you can plug in your address and pull up the map that will show you what district you're in. And that we had some minor changes to that through the redistricting process just recently.
On the heels of the census.
Yes.
Commissioner Bruns, appreciate the time very much. Enjoy the rest of your week. We look forward to seeing you again next Tuesday morning, sir.
Well, thank you. Everybody take care.
Yep, you too. Have a good day.